a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Alrighty, back inside the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Super Bowl week is here. When you talk about the Super Bowl, this man knows a thing or two about winning it all quite a few times, four times to be exact. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That, of course, is the legendary Joe Montana on behalf of Pfizer. Joe, always great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
So I'm so excited to talk to you because I'm so tired, and I've been saying this all throughout the week and even going back to last week. How people refer to Brock Purdy. How do you kind of look at the conversation surrounding Brock? Because say what you want about him, All the dude has done is win games.
Exactly. You know, people get caught up in where he's drafted. And all it does is go back to say that the draft is not perfect, right? You don't know who's going to make that transition. Look at Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
And so you just... Yeah, and they're saying, "Oh, he's got all these weapons." Well, hey, so what?
Right?
You can have all the weapons you want, but if you don't perform, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's delivering. He's delivering the ball the right places. He's making the right decisions. He's not making big mistakes. And like you said, man, all he does right now is win, and that's all he needs to do. He don't do anything different coming in here on Sunday. Just go have fun. Hey, that's why you play.
And you know, having the trust and the belief in the locker room is the biggest thing for a quarterback. And I was talking to Steve Young before the season, and he just said about Brock, he has the force. And we kind of looked the last few years, right? They had Jimmy G, they had Trey Lance. You could really tell that there was a genuine belief from how last year ended moving into this year that when Brock got on the field, this was a team that just really rallied and believed in their quarterback.
Yeah, I think the way that the season ended last year was tough on everybody, obviously, especially Brock. But he did prove that he knows how to play in that offense and that he can do it. And so I coming into this year, everybody had high expectations, and rightly so. And I think a lot of people were waiting for it to falter and say, see, we told you so. But he just went out and said, hey, doesn't matter what you people think. I'm going to go play football and have fun. And that's what it's all about. Go out there and perform, and you can't question that.
So I think we're on the same wavelength, Joe Montana, because I feel that way about Brock Purdy. And the other conversation, and my bosses probably won't like when I say this, but I'll say it anyway. I can't stand the GOAT conversations anymore in sports, right? It was you, then it was Brady, and now Mahomes, people are already making the case. It's like, can we just enjoy his career a little bit? See, he's phenomenal. Yeah. See him win a few more Super Bowls before we already say he's better than Joe Montana and Tom Brady.
Well, I appreciate that. But, I mean, he's fun to watch. And, you know, everybody says, well, you know, who's up there? And, well, Tom obviously had a tremendous career and deserves to be up there. I go look back. And I'm pretty sure it was Otto Graham.
Yeah.
At 11 championships before there were Super Bowls, right? I mean, how do you compare him to even when we played and even to now in today's game. It's almost impossible to try to do it. And like you said it, that's enjoy people who are playing now and have fun. And I don't know, people like to make these lists, right? It doesn't matter.
If you played in today's football, like, it's so quarterback driven. And every single rule outside of the fumble, that if it goes out of the back of the end zone, it goes to the defense and, you know, it's a touchback for the team that forced it. Every rule is catered to the offense now.
Yeah. Oh, it always is. And, you know, they're just adding more of them as the league moves on. And, you know, the game's still fun to watch, still fun to play. But, yeah, but playing today, the quarterbacks today, I'm going to say it's easier, but it's only easier to guys who are playing at that level when you know you're not going to get those big hits. And so I always say, let's just go let them hit the quarterback. Just don't compress them in the ground. And they should be able to get hit like anybody else. But the only reason you can't compress them, those guys are usually hitting, you're outweighed by 100 pounds or more. And you're the only person typically being hit standing still, right? You don't have any way to, avoid the blow, because now you know, because you have to focus down and delivering the football down the field. So I just say, yeah, let it go. Let's go back to that.
Talking to the legendary Joe Montana on Radio Row. Niners, obviously, in the big game as we're talking about. How do you kind of think this one is going to play out on Sunday?
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting game and a fun one to watch. You get two defenses that are playing well. At the same time, you have two offenses that are playing well. And so I can't wait for it to get going. I like to see the 49ers win.
Obviously.
I mean, I love the Chiefs. I love my time in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They won
both
a couple
teams.
Super Bowls recently. So, and it's been like 30 years from the 49ers. So I'd love to see them get back on track.
Is that a bizarre Super Bowl for you to watch? Obviously, everyone remembers your playing career with the Niners, and it ended up in Kansas City. Is that a conflicting feeling for Joe Montana?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, the first time they played in the Super Bowl, it was crazy.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and now here they are back. So hopefully they'll get it done. And but it's, yeah, like, can we have a tie? Probably not.
That wouldn't be good. But that's what I'm fascinated to see, because that Super Bowl a few years ago, they're up 10 with 7.5 to play, the Niners. And they should have won that Super Bowl. Then Mahomes does what Mahomes does. That's what I want to see, the Niners with the lead in the fourth quarter, and can they find a way to get over the hump?
Yeah. I just want them to have a lead when the game bell rings.
See, I knew the 49er was in him. Stop with this Chiefs stuff. Before we let you run, I remember a few years ago, we'll talk about Pfizer in just a second. You actually used our green room here for CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports, and Justin Herbert was there. And you wanted to have like a conversation and pull him off, and got all the cameras rolling and everything. I thought that was really neat just to say that. They're like, hey, do we mind if you use the room? And then it was Joe Montana and Justin Herbert walking right around the corner. Who are some of the quarterbacks now in football that when you watch, you're like, man, I just love the way that this guy plays?
Well, he's one of the guys I like to watch. You know, then you got Mr. Allen up in Buffalo. Obviously, the two guys that are playing in this game. And I'm really curious to see Aaron when he comes back with Rodgers and how he does in New York. So, because I think he still has the ability to play, and it's going to be fun to see if he can make a difference there.
Well, you know this and I know this. If he wants to have success in New York, they better find some offensive linemen.
No kidding. That's when I went to Kansas City, one of the reasons was we were looking at another team, and my agent said, no, you're not going there. And I said, well, why not? He said, because you'll never make it through the season. They went through four quarterbacks that season, that team. I won't mention it, but they ended up going through four guys. Three guys got hurt, and they got to a fourth quarterback. So he goes, I told you.
Yeah, well, the Lions.
And I love being in Kansas City.
How about the Lions and the Barry Sanders documentaries? Is that accurate that you wanted to go to Detroit? Was that true?
Well, anybody who would want to play with Barry Sanders, mm-hmm. right? And he was just fun to watch, and it looked like it was a fun place to go. And I tried a bunch of different places before he settled with Kansas City. Great organization, great fans, fan base, and the people around us were just phenomenal, and where we lived, and we had great experience there. I only sad that we didn't make it to the Super Bowl that year. And we screwed up and lost a game late in the season that we should have won.
He still got the competitive drive. Oh, it's amazing.
Man, we had to go to Buffalo. And we'd already beat Buffalo once.
How much you missed the game still? It's just hearing that answer right there, you still miss it. You still wish you could play, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That game's crazy fun. I always say, I wish everyone had a chance to go out and play on a Sunday one time. Doesn't matter. Win, lose, just for the feel, the excitement, the adrenaline, rushes, the ups and downs. There's nothing like this game.
Tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Pfizer.
Yeah, we've been a partner with Pfizer for a while, and we're talking about this serious lung disease called pneumococcal pneumonia and how vaccination can help it. For people at risk, especially like for me, 65 and older, you're at a higher risk. And even younger people who have underlying symptoms like asthma and diabetes can also be at a higher risk, which can be handled by vaccination. And so we're trying to get people out to say, hey, look, if you want to know more about this, go to pneumococcalpneumonia.com, and it's KNOW pneumonia.com, for a lot of great information they put on that site, and just trying to keep people aware.
Oh, there we go. A little Drew Brees, Joe Montana connection on Radio Row. That was some pretty neat stuff. Well, hey, always great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on, and best of luck, all right?
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.